It'd be James Donatello Stewart III and that. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Brothers Movie Factory. I'm your host, Ben. With me, as always, the brother of the Brothers Movie Factory.
The birthday boy.
There he is. And this isn't your average episode, so I'm not going to do the average shtick. This is more of an introductory episode to kind of act as an interlude, if you will, into the remainder of the month. So normally, you know, we do our factory. We talk about a movie. We imagine what that movie would look like if it came out today. Who would direct it? Who would compose it? We imagine a cartoon or animated film as a live action film and who would be starring in that, but not today, because today we're going to set up the remainder of the month. We got Gus over there, the brother of the Brothers Movie Factory, and as Gus mentioned, this month, the month of November, is Gus's birthday month. So last March, for my birthday month, Gus decided that he would select movies and films that I did not necessarily want to watch or have a desire to watch. Henceforth, we watched things like Batman v Superman. And what else? What else did you throw at me?
Yeah, so for his birthday surprise, I made him watch his least requested movie to do on the show, which was Blade Runner. But I rewarded you through making you watch two movies you had no desire to see, by allowing you to watch, indeed, a Godzilla film of your choosing.
And we watched Godzilla vs. Biollante. And so, now that it is Gus's birthday month, we find ourselves at a crossroads, so to speak, where I now have the keys to the car, and I have to decide what I'm going to inflict upon Gus for his birthday surprise. And I thought about this long and hard, and I came up with some goodens to do with this and everything like that. Before we get started, though, before we get into it, obviously, like I said, this is not our normal episode, so it's going to be fairly short. And so I just want
poking in to say hello.
Yeah, and set up the remainder here. And so when I sat down to think about this, I thought long and hard, and I wanted to see, do you have any kind of idea as to what direction I may be going, such as you chose movies that I didn't necessarily want to watch and then capped it with allowing me to choose a movie of sorts that I wanted to watch, which was Godzilla movie. And so do you have any ideas as to what my plan is?
Break it to me gently. I can maybe guess the trajectory you're going for, because I can't imagine, at least to my current sitting knowledge, there's a movie out there that I just don't want to watch that would be torturous for me to watch, other than like one that I won't mention just in case that's it. But I doubt it, because I doubt you'd want to watch it.
That's what you say. That's what you think.
I'm assuming you're going to go the route of movies that make me feel a certain way, as opposed to anger, but not joy.
Well, joke's on you. We're watching all three of the remaining Dragonheart movies. No. That'd be pretty good, though, because I think there are four.
So joy it is.
You've chosen death. No, so I decided that for this, what I would do, I'd be a little nicer to you, because the movies that I selected actually are movies that I've wanted you to see for a long time. So I'm going to force you to see movies that I want you to see. But these are also movies that I feel that you will actually thoroughly enjoy, at least two of them, because one of them we have seen.
I thought you were going to say movies I want you to see. I think they thoroughly suck.
Mm. No, these are all movies that I consider to be really, really good and really fun, and I know you've never seen either of them. I'm fairly certain of the two that I've selected. Now, I've selected three total films. Whether or not we get to those in the month of November, who's to say? But I decided to go with our foreign film idea from a couple months back. That was just a month ago, maybe, where we mentioned how maybe we'd do a month where we watched foreign films. And so I selected three foreign films. I did have a fourth one in mind, but God knows that we're not the best at staying, you know, staying on. So for a foreign month, you know, you'd want them to have it all within 1 month. And so I think three is more doable, and I'll save my fourth one for a future, you know, future podcast and what have you. I've mentioned it on here before, but it's The Last Days of what was her name? Now I'm blanking on it. Sophie Schultz, The Last Day of Sophie Schultz, who was a German, she was German. She was, against the German regime, and she was tried and basically tried for her crime of spreading, you know, anti-German propaganda during World War II, and she was tried and killed by it's a very good movie. It's called Sophie Scholl's The Final Days is the name of the movie, and it's one that I eventually would like to watch and get you to watch. I watched it in high school, but those are not the movies that I selected. Now I'm going to tell you what they are, but in no particular order, but I'm going to start with one that is my nail in the coffin, so to speak. So I selected this movie with a little bit of revenge in mind. It is a foreign film. It is one that you and I have both seen before. It is one that we've only watched once each, I believe. Maybe you've watched it more than once, but I doubt. And that
I just have a brotherly instinct what it is, and I've seen it three times.
Well, you're about to watch it for a fourth. You've seen it three and never wanted to watch it again. You're about to watch it for a fourth, and that is Grave of the Fireflies.
Get your tissues ready, kids.
Yeah, that is what I chose. This is the last movie that I ever cried during. I'm not an emotional person. Almost
first
cried
and last.
Yeah, first and last. Now, I cried at Castaway when I was a kid, but I don't cry during movies very often. Almost got very choked up and emotional today. It was right before we talked for the first time. I was surprised. This is just, you know, isn't movie related, so to speak, but we always talk about how I do not get emotional with things. You do. I was watching NFL Game Day morning. And I don't know if you remember me telling you about this, but I listen to the Around the NFL podcast all the time. This happened in January of last year. I listened to the Around the NFL podcast, and there was a foursome on there that did it. And the one guy around this time of the year was going through chemo. And he had cancer, and he was going through it. And I had listened to that podcast all through college, like freshman year, all the way to senior year, and then 3 years after. So like 7 years of listening to the Around the NFL podcast and or something around there. And he had been on that for so long, and he ended up passing away in January. And so today, and that was, I mean, it wasn't like, obviously didn't affect me to an internal degree or anything like that, but it was like also very sad. And today on the Around the NFL podcast, they had his, on Game Day morning, they had his wife on, and it was like a whole tribute to him. And it was very sad and emotional. And it made me, it almost got me. I felt it in my throat. But this movie was the last one to make me feel that way. Grave of the Fireflies. This is a Studio Ghibli film. So HBO Max, if you've never seen it before, we will talk about this in depth, but it is a very emotional film. It's also unique in that it shows you World War II from a very different perspective. It isn't World War II from, you know, a Japanese soldier. It isn't World War II from the perspective of an American soldier or a German soldier, an English soldier, or any of that. It really almost focuses primarily on the toll it takes on innocent civilians, and that being innocent children wrapped up in a conflict of the war in the world and everything like that. And it's a very sad film. Studio Ghibli, it is an animated film, but that is the one that I chose. That'll be watched on your birthday.
Oh boy, howdy. Grave of the Fireflies, I've I have been saying for years it is the saddest movie I've ever seen. I watched it back in the day on my own accord, and then, was I in high school or early college? Regardless, I've only seen it to show to other people since then. It has been
like, you want to cry? Time.
Yeah. It's been a very long time since I've seen it. So I am excited to revisit it because it is an excellent, excellent movie. It's been long enough that I know what makes me sad, but I don't remember certain things. So
you just know the feeling.
I remember the feeling. And there's a line, and I'm sure we'll talk about it on that episode, but there's a line we quote often.
Yes.
Unnecessarily and in the wrong context, but we quote it, damn it.
Hey, we take a line that's extraordinarily sad and we make it funny.
Defensive maneuver.
Yeah. I knew I wanted to do Grave of the Fireflies. I'm assuming that's the movie you thought that I wasn't going to choose because I didn't want to watch it myself. I have wanted to watch this.
Oh, I will say the movie that I thought you might pick. But now that you've said all you've said, I'm assuming you didn't. And that was Dragon Ball Evolution.
Oh, no. No, I wouldn't put myself through that. I wouldn't even watch it. I'd watch, like, Stuckman's review again or something. Yeah, instead of watching it. I decided that this would be the low point. And not even the low point in that it's a bad movie. It's a phenomenal movie. It's very artistic, very well done, and obviously very beautiful. Just extraordinarily sad. So this is the low point, the punishing point, so to speak. It's no Dragonheart, but, you know, it's sad. The next film I chose is another foreign movie that I've wanted you to see for a long time. It's a German foreign movie. It came out in 1998. And it was directed by a guy named Tom Teichwer, who I couldn't honestly tell you what else he is known for. However, it is a movie called Lola Rent, or Run Lola Run. And it is a really, really fun film. Really, like, artistic and experimental in terms of its visual style and how it's shot. It's a really cool concept. I'll just give a very brief overview of it's her boyfriend is like a smuggler and he accidentally leaves the money from his smuggle on a train. And so he is given 20 minutes by his boss to make up that however much money he owes or he's dead. So he calls his girlfriend and she has 20 minutes to figure out how to get however much money he lost. And it's really, really interesting and very well shot and different. And it kind of explores, you know, what you do and how it affects the outcome of different things and whatnot. So it's a really interesting movie. I watched it in college as part of my film class, and I really enjoyed it. This one, the only thing that stinks about this one is we will have to rent it. So we will be out $3, but hey. It's part of your birthday present. I'll pay for it.
Okay.
But so it's Run Lola Run. It's a German film, Lola Rent, which translates roughly to Lola Runs. And I don't even know if I'm saying that correctly in German. You know, it's Lola, I know that, but then Rent is R-E-N-N-T, two N's. So, I don't know if you've ever heard anything about this movie. I mean, it's high. Budget was $1.75 million, and it grossed $22.9 million.
The only thing I know about it is I remember when you saw it, you told me about it. You told me in one of your notorious, long, detailed conversations the whole plot. Do I remember that? No. I don't.
Yes.
I
told you the entire plot to the game you're currently playing, and you're still getting surprised.
This is true. I remember you telling me these things about I'm playing Persona 5, have been for a long time. I'm almost to the end. I remember as you're playing it, like you would call me and need to tell somebody about this epic story that you're experiencing. And I would listen, I don't remember it, though.
No.
So,
as naturally most would.
Yes, indeed. So, yeah, with Run Lulu Run, I have seen that cover many a time. I frequent the Exchange, a used video store. I see it there often. I'm not familiar with it. You even just kind of explained the plot of the movie. Don't remember it. So, here we are. I know you even said in our 4-year anniversary video or 3-year anniversary video that you wanted to do a foreign movie month, and that would be one to do. You know, depending on how we feel now that you're surprising me with birthday month being foreign films, if we enjoy doing it, maybe we'll next year in 2022 we'll have a dedicated foreign film month, because it's kind of funny. You came up with the idea. You did. And you're implementing it now. But you're certainly not the foreign movie fingers to the nose snob. Not that I am either. I've definitely seen more foreign films than you have that I would like you to see. And it's just a way of subjecting you to them. But in return, this is a way of you subjecting me to films you want to see in that regard.
These are movies you've never seen before.
Certainly, Grave of the Fireflies. Yeah, never seen it.
That one, these two, that Run Lulu Run, and then the next one. I almost said, let's just be really confused and watch Battleship Potemkin.
I've seen that before.
I know. And I remember watching it. I'm like, huh. It does have like that amazing, in that it's like terrifying, but that stair shot sequence, in Battle of Potemkin. But the next one is a film I believe you've never seen. I'm like pretty sure you've never seen this one. I loved it when I watched it in terms of its how kind of eerie it is, and also one of my biggest fears growing up next to Chucky the doll was being kidnapped. That was one of my biggest fears. And I did not like the idea of being kidnapped. I didn't like that, like, I don't know. It was just a nerve-wracking experience. So watching this next film that I'm going to say in college, also part of that film class, was shocking to me in that it came out in 1931. And it still made me feel incredibly uneasy. Throughout the entirety of the watch.
We almost watched this movie last night.
That's actually what brought me to this, because of what you said today. So Gus today, while we're driving to pick up some Chinese food, told me on the phone that he watched Dial M for Murder last night. And it to my head, and my head, as you know, my thought process is never too sound, but I went right to the movie M, which is a movie that came out in 1931, I watched in college, and is very eerie and it put me on edge, and I was stunned and amazed by how effective it is. You know, a lot of times you watch these older movies, you watch something like, you know, Frankenstein or Dracula or The Mummy, these movies that were supposed to be like terrifying back in the day, and they don't necessarily click with you because of modern context and everything like that. This is the same idea. This film, is so old, 1931, you know, we're quickly approaching 100 years old.
90 years old.
Yeah, and It's a really interesting tale about a kidnapper, a child murderer from the 1930s. Like that in and of itself is kind of surprising, you know, to be subject matter in a film. But it's a German film, and basically it's about the manhunt that ensues to find this killer and figure out what had happened. And it brings in a lot of different aspects of, you know, the police, but also the underworld and them being unnerved by this, that there's a higher police presence. So they maybe think they need to take matters into their own hands and so on and so forth. So it's an amazing film. And this is on HBO as part of the Criterion Collection. So it is available on HBO Max. 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I know. Yeah. So, just to give a little fluff, last night the lady and I decided we were in murder mystery mood. So I did some research online and some visual research, just like going through things like, as you said, HBO Max. And I came upon three movies that I was just kind of feeling. We decided Dial M for Murder, but one of the three that I had chosen as choices was M. And it did come down to Dial M for Murder and M. We chose the other one. And tonight, the lady was like, let's watch M tonight. And I was like, I'm kind of in a Hitchcock mood based off of what we watched last night, so we'll save M for another time. I remember you watching M. I remember you watching M now. I didn't last night or, you know, throughout the day. As soon as you mentioned 1931, I was like, oh, yeah, you did see this movie. And I remember you saying it gave you the willies.
Yeah. There is, it's not a spoiler by any sense of the means, but I'm just gonna say that in the first, like, within the first 10 minutes, there's a scene throughout that's very, like, for some reason, so gut-wrenching to me. And that I just, as we were, like, prepping, I was looking to see if it was available. Like, I Googled all these movies to see if they were available on anything, and it's also available on Sling. And I clicked it, and I watched the first, like, 5 minutes. And, yeah, it's, like, upsetting to me watching through it. But it's got a lot of interesting talking points and a lot of things like that. So it's interesting for the time, too. Like, the fact that it came out in 31.
It's good for cinephiles, I think, to see a movie like that. I have not seen it, but I know it's directed by Fritz Lang.
Yes.
Fritz Lang made the movie Metropolis, which I have seen. It's a 1927 silent film, and it's amazing. It's especially for the time, it's very impressive. Very long, though, that movie, Metropolis. But and as you mentioned, with M, 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, which neither here nor there doesn't really mean anything. People are going to like what they're going to like, but a majority of people really like M, and it also stars Peter Lorre, who I've always really enjoyed. He has a voice that often people imitate that they don't know who Peter Lorre is anymore. He kind of talks like this.
There was a character in Cowboy Bebop that just did that voice.
Okay. Yeah. What is Peter Lorre also? And that I've seen recently, you know, off the top of my head, he's in, like, The Maltese Falcon. He's in 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, things like that. And he's in many, many other things. Those are just the ones that pop into my head right now. But, he's got
Casablanca.
That nice...
Casablanca.
Yeah, yeah. Is he in Casablanca? Yeah, he is.
He's known for it.
Yeah. He's a classy bloke. Yeah, I'm excited about that. Yeah, I'll have to pop it in sooner than later. And this is, as I'm sure you intended, yes, shining light on movies that I've never seen, but shining light on movies that I'm assuming most people have not had the chance to. So whether we're, you know, shining light on these movies for 10 people or 1,000 people, you're doing God's work.
Hey, how about? Those are the three movies that I'd like to watch this month. We got Grave of the Fireflies, Run Lola Run, and M. Your choice in when and how we watch them, the order. I'll leave that up to you. Since I selected all three movies, like, as in you selected the movies but then gave me the choice at the end, I will give you the choice in which the order we do them in.
Oh, boy. And you're buying Run Lola Run. So cool.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. I will choose. I will inform you the order. I have to squeeze these puppies in because we got Rocky IV to go and see next week on the big screen.
Yes, indeed. Indeed, indeed. I just felt that these movies ultimately would basically fall in line with fall in line with our idea for Foreign Film Month. But also, yeah, I've thought about these movies a lot since watching them. I never went back and rewatched them, so this is a good chance for me to do so.
Now's the time.
Indeed. Anything happy, else?
Happy birthday to me.
Hey, how about? But anything else before I let you go?
Just let me go. Let me go, Murph.
All right. I guess.
November is also Interstellar Month, if you ask me.
It's always Interstellar Month.
On this day, 7 years ago, Interstellar Space came out. Changed my life.
How about? All righty. Well, with that being said, that does it for the show. If you're interested in keeping up with the three movies we just mentioned, be sure to check us out over on Audioboom. That's our primary source. That's where we post the show to first, and then subsequently it gets posted everywhere else. So Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, wherever you get podcasts, hey, we're there. You can also find us over on Twitter. We are at The Bros Movie Pod. This will be posting links to the show, clips of the show, and memes Gus makes, etc., etc. You can also find us over on Facebook.
Hey, go to Facebook and check out the Brothers Movie Factory. That's where I like to post memes of what we're watching each and every week and include the links to the things Ben mentioned a moment ago, like Audioboom, Spotify, Twitter, and at.
So that is the show. We hope you enjoyed it. But until next time, brothers.
Brothers.